这里是可可听歌学英语，我是琳达娜。最近几天没有上节目，是因为 I didn't have internet。It happens sometimes, but anyway, the song I'm recommending today is called Sunshine in the Rain. 非常熟悉的旋律，一起来听今天推荐的歌曲 Sunshine in the Rain. By the way, I miss you.
Tired of the nights I sleep alone, wishing we could redirect the traffic and find ourselves a home. Can you feel the raindrops in the desert? Have you seen the sun rays in the dark? Do you feel my love?If we call the highest power, we can only do one town a time. Words are not enough, action speaks louder, second time around. Can you feel the raindrops in the desert? Have you seen the sun rays in the dark? Do you feel my love when I'm a present, standing by your side while miles apart? Sunshine and the rain, love is still the same. Sunshine and the rain, sunshine and the rain, love is still the same. Sunshine and the rain, sunshine.When I'm in New York, you're doing Rome. All those crazy nights we spend together as voices on the phone. Can you feel the raindrops in the desert? Have you seen the sun rays in the dark? Do you feel my love when I'm a present? Standing by your side, 1,000 miles apart. Sunshine and the rain, love is still the same.Sunshine and the rain, sunshine and the rain, love is still the same. Sunshine and the rain, can you feel the raindrops in the desert? Have you seen the sun rays in the dark? Do you feel my love when I'm a present, standing by your side 1,000 miles apart? Sunshine and the rain, love is still the same.
好，音乐之后欢迎回来。那今天的话呢，为大家准备了不同类型的词汇。来看第一个，顺便说一句，大家如果喜欢这首歌的话，可以在虾米音乐播放器上面下载。那喜欢 Linda 同学也可以关注微信公众号胡记声 Mistletoe。
When you're off to London, when I'm in New York, you're doing wrong.
好，来看今天的词汇。第一个是非常高级的、有含金量的一个单词。这个单词，比如说平时我们会用比较简单的表达来表达这个意思啊，易懂的、容易理解的。那我们如果照口水话来翻译呢，就是 It's easy to.Understand， 但是呢，这么多的单词可以完全用一个高级词汇来替代，那就是今天要看的这个 intelligible， 有没有像 intelligible， 注意了，元音字母 i 过了就是 e， 然后再是 ii， 所以它是 intelligible， 双写 l， i n。T-E-L-L-I-G-I-B-L-E Intelligible 通常后面用介词 to Intelligible to something 这是一个形容词 Intelligible to somebody Sorry To somebody 对某人来说比较简单的容易理解的易懂的 听一下例句，他说他的这个课堂的话呢，讲课的话学生们都能够听懂。 His lecture was intelligible to all the students. His lecture was intelligible to all students. Intelligible. Easy to understand.达尔文的这个语言，无论是对于专家还是非专业人士，都是非常明白易懂的。The language of Darwin was intelligible to experts and non-experts alike. 好，以上就是 intelligible 这个单词的用法，希望大家记住。啊，又看漏一个例句啊。 Intelligible 最后还有一个例句说，那份报告得让客户能看懂呀。 The report needs to be intelligible to the client. Intelligible to somebody, 对某人来说能够看懂，能够理解。 Intelligible, 再跟琳达一起拼一下这个单词。 Intelligible, I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-I-B-L-E. Intelligible, 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 intelligible. 好，接下来看一个非常好用，我个人非常喜欢的一个单词。那这个单词的话，用白话来解释就是需要注意的，需要留心的，或者考虑到。那这些意思的话，我们都可以用其他的简单的短语来取代，对不对？比如说需要注意的 pay attention to, you need to pay attention to, 或者考虑到的 consider, you have to consider. 但是呢，今天我们学这个单词兼有两者意思的叫做 mindful, 就是想法 mind 加上一个 ful, mindful, 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 留心的，留意的，考虑到的。 I'm in New York, you're doing Rome. All those crazy nights we spend together. 那通常情况下呢，这个单词后面加介词 of, mindful of somebody or something, 就是注意到某人，注意到某事。比如说例句，我们必须考虑自私自利的后果。 We must be mindful of the consequences ofselfishness. 碍于他的面子，或者考虑到他的面子，我并没有把秘密讲出去，我并没有说什么。 Mindful of his reputation, I said nothing. Mindful, 今天学第二个单词。那接下来要看这个单词的话，个人非常讨厌，但是不得不记，因为平时用的比较多。讨厌的单词，先把它当敌人来打败它。好，第三个单词就是今天要讲的这个Allotment, A-L-L-O-T-M-E-N-T, Allotment, 分配物、养家费、命运等等意思。来，一起把这个单词拿下。 Allotment, 来看一下例句，他说这种情况下这两个端点之间的宽带分配是固定的。然而这种情况下，这两个端点之间的带宽分配是固定的。有没有觉得听到这个例句，整个人都已经泄气泄掉了，马上就没有兴趣了。然而这种情况下， In this case, however, 这两个端点之间的带宽分配是固定的。 The allotment of bandwidthBetween the two endpoints is fixed. I don't want to read it again. 然而这种情况下，这两个端点之间的带宽分配是固定的。分配这个单词 allotment. In this case, however, the allotment of bandwidth between the two endpoints is fixed. 分配物，分级物，再来看一下下一个例句，希望会比较有趣一点。在干旱时期，配给农民的水量减少。 Water allotments to farmers were cut back in the drought. Water allotments, 水量配给 to to farmers 给农民的 were cut back and drowned 我们租了一小块土地种蔬菜租用 We rented a small allotment 跟配有这个意思啊 of land to grow vegetables 这地方他就直接把它翻译成了一小块土地We rented a small allotment of land to grow vegetables. 我们租了一小块土地种蔬菜。最后要来看的是一个词组啊，这个词组叫做 make waves， 制造浪花浪潮。make 我一边在念，然后一边在打字啊。以前大家说我是在打游戏，其实不是，一边在讲一边在打字。好。最后这个短语叫做 make waves, wave, W-A-V-E, 表示浪花浪的对不对对不 对 make waves 就是什么呢对外产生影响造成轰动或者是还有贬义的意思啊制造风波或者兴风作浪等等的意思。来听一个例句他说抖音这个 APP 呢最近还真是引起了不小的轰动。The application TikTok,has been making some serious waves lately. 好，大家注意一下，抖音的话呢，外国人是把它翻译成 TikTok, T-I-K-T-O-K. The application TikTok has been making some serious waves lately. 抖音最近的话，真的是引起了不小的轰动。Sunshine in the rain.最近几天因为下雨的话呢，这边是没有网络，所以最近几天没有上节目。I hope that you didn't miss me too much. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm Linda. I'll see you next time. 爱你。